These four divine abodes of loving kindness meditation, compassion meditation, appreciative joy or gladness meditation, and equanimity meditation. They're a focused or a directed meditation. So it's useful to have the body comfortable so the painful sensations in the body won't disturb the practice. So do what you can to be at ease in the body, to release unnecessary tension. And we'll begin the appreciative joy practice with a gratitude reflection. In a sense, gratitude practice is doing the appreciative joy for our own life, for ourselves. And there's a particularly famous discourse from the Buddha where he talked about all the blessings that one can have in one's life. So I'll just go through each of these many blessings. Each time I bring up one of these particular areas, then reflect through your own life, maybe in a big way or maybe in a very small way, this has been a blessing also in your life. And then just practice appreciating this small or big blessing in your life, remembering this part of your life that was good or that is currently good, and feeling blessed, feeling grateful for this in your life. So the first blessing the Buddha mentioned is the blessing of having good friends, wise friends. So let's take a minute or two. You can go far back to when you were a young person or just staying current, but bring to mind good friends. And just appreciating these people in your life, being grateful. All the ways we've benefited from the wisdom and kindness of our friends. And appreciating the simple joy of just hanging out with those we love. So that in an immediate sense, we're feeling the blessing of good friendship. And you can even bring to mind wholesome associations you have. So not even people that you'd consider a friend, but maybe a neighbor that you have a pleasant, harmonious relationship with, or somebody at work that you have a simple, harmonious relationship with, or teachers, your kindergarten teacher who was just a good person, good teacher for you. Just see who comes to mind, and just appreciating these different blessings from your life. appreciating the blessing of good friendship. Another simple blessing that we can appreciate, what the Buddha would call suitable, safe places to live. So you might bring to mind your bedroom when you were a child, or your current house or apartment. But just all the different safe places, whether you consider this generally like how safe a place the Twin Cities are, or just specifically your bedroom, and just appreciating the simple blessing of having a safe place to reside. And really letting it touch our hearts. Having windows that work, a bed that's soft, heat and air conditioning, all of these simple joys that we tend to take for granted. Clean water, being grateful for our homes. And then bringing to mind all of the skills we've learned and just the capacity of our mind to learn things. We learned the language to some degree. We've learned how to get along. We might have very specific skills that we've mastered over the years. General skills, crafts. So just bring to mind all of the talents and skills that this body and mind has mastered. And just be appreciative of this capacity to learn. The basic skills we have to operate in the world. Being grateful that we can apply our mind to problems, and the mind in time will do its best to solve the problem, to resolve it. We can be appreciative of all the different sources of income that come our way, whether we're receiving gifts from others or from the society at large, or have a job or have savings from previous sources of income, but just appreciating the money, the resources that we have available to use to take care of ourselves. We're so in the habit of wanting to have more, but we can take the time to appreciate that we have something. Being grateful for what we have. throughout our lives, we probably have had many opportunities to be generous, to take care of another person. And this is also a real blessing. It's a blessing to give. It's a blessing to be able to be helpful at times, to be able to do good. So just bringing to mind a few of these times when you've been able to be generous, you've been able to serve others, take care of others in a way that felt really good, like a blessing. To be able to say or do the right thing at the right time. It feels good to be a force for good. So we can appreciate those times when this has been the case. And we can appreciate all of the virtue or the skillfulness in our lives. How we've, to whatever degree we have, how we've negotiated the twists and turns, all the choices that human beings have to make with an integrity, with a commitment not to harm others. So to whatever degree we've lived a good life of non-harming, avoiding unnecessary harming, we can appreciate that skill, that virtue. This bliss of blamelessness that the Buddha calls, what the Buddha calls that, freedom from remorse or freedom from guilt. So to whatever degree that's true, it's not that we haven't made any mistakes, but we've avoided many mistakes. We've been skillful much of the time. And that's a real blessing. A source for gratitude. And bringing to mind other beautiful qualities of mind that you remember, like moments of being very humble or moments of real contentedness, moments of gratitude and forgiveness. Just remembering, if you can, times recent or from the past where your mind was really beautiful, really wholesome. Loving, kind. We can just appreciate these beautiful emotions that arise from time to time. Being patient. And appreciating the capacity of this mind, this heart, to be beautiful like this. How nice it is to be content at times, to be forgiving at times. The Buddha suggests that we practice gratitude, recognize the blessing of all the times we've come into contact with wise teachings or wise teachers. And this is in the spiritual sense. People or teachings that understand something about the very nature of life, that help us to live in a more complete or full way, a more fearless way, more liberated way. So just bringing to mind, it might be just remembering a particular book that was really transforming, or a particular talk you heard, or a particular discussion you had with a person that was really freeing in some way, spiritually freeing, or transforming. See this as a blessing. And all the many causes and conditions that allowed you to have that particular experience. Just being grateful. Another blessing the Buddha suggests is the blessing of being patient and forgiving with the imperfections of our life, or more generally, the imperfections of life. So just the willingness, the ability to be composed in the face of life's challenges or difficulties. Being grateful for courage and fearlessness. Times when we felt peaceful in the midst of the ups and downs of life, willing to let things be the way they are. So we'd say this is remembering the blessing of insights, like the insight of letting go, letting things be. Moments of dropping unnecessary struggling. Moments of real freedom, feeling whole. And we can even be grateful that at any time of any day, we can come back to this simple reflection on the blessings of our life. And that it itself is a very beautiful thing. It's a blessing itself to reflect on the goodness in our lives. So we'll begin the appreciative joy practice by bringing to mind somebody in our life whose happiness or whose success is easy for you to connect with, easy for you to appreciate. So it might be a good friend who's had some real success. It could be quite simple, just finishing a project that they've been working on a long time and they're really happy and relieved that it's over. And we can just practice appreciating their happiness, appreciating the lightness. So this practice begins by just having some image of this person, whoever you're beginning with, having some image in your mind of them being happy, them feeling successful, them being relieved. But be patient, let this image clarify in the mind, or keep bringing it back in a relaxed way. And notice how that affects the heart, just remembering this person being happy. It already begins to affect the heart. And I'll suggest a few phrases you can repeat as you remember this person, but you feel free to adapt or adjust them. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. You might find it useful in different ways to repeat the person's name and then to go through the phrases again. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. And you can replace the word happiness with any word that makes sense, like your success, your ease. So we'll continue on our own with this first person. Keep working on the image, feeling the heart center, and repeating the phrases. And you can explore other people. You might bring to mind some mentor or some important person in your life who's really been there for you. And again, take the time to remember them being happy, feeling successful, feeling good about life. And when you have a good image, a good felt sense in your mind, feel your own heart as you remember their success, their goodness, and then begin to repeat the phrases in a relaxed way. Connect to the meaning of the words. Notice how the goodness of this person or their success, their happiness is a cause for our heart to be happy. So just notice how the heart rejoices as we remember these people and their successes. And you can go on when you're ready and just bring other people to mind. We'll continue for another 3 or 4 minutes. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. So it might be for some of us learning a new skill, this capacity to appreciate the goodness, the happiness, or success of others. But it is possible. It may take some practice, but it can become a real joy if we continue with the practice. So we'll just end by having a felt sense of all the people here in this room. Just appreciating the motivation that got us all here, some kind of intention to do what's good, what's skillful, to learn about the heart and mind, to become a wiser, more loving human being. I care about all of this goodness that got us here tonight. May our happiness, our well-being continue. May it increase. May it never end. Take a few moments. Feel free to stand if you want to stretch out your legs.